Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Louise, tu sais dire Rob Beckett? Et tu sais dire Josh Widdicombe? Bravo.
Mais tu sais dire...
You want to dire Widdicombe?
Yeah.
Vas-y. Ouais, bravo. Encore? Bravo, ok, fini. Okay.
Josh,
I've got bad news.
Hang on, is that parent from France or Newcastle?
Neither. but not far off.
Okay.
I hadn't set my fucking audio recording going. Do I have to do that all again, Michael?
No, it's fine. I can use the Zoom and play him.
Sorry.
Right, can we keep in live Josh Widdicombe panic? Just so all the listeners get an idea of what me and Michael have to deal with. I totally get what you've done there. It's very professional. You've gone, oh, should we do that again? But the panic in your voice is like you're on fire trying to get the podcast recorded.
I know. It's like Wayne Rooney, Rob. He plays at a level, but occasionally that'll tip over into getting a red card.
Passion.
But if you took this out of me, I'd lose what makes me good. This is the thing.
That's so true. That's very well observed about yourself, Josh.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Well, I'm operating at that level at this exact moment, so my observations are at a 10 out of 10 quality.
Because when it comes to observations, whether it's knickknacks or your inner soul, you've got it.
Exactly.
Whether it's debit cards or it's the inner workings of your turmoil, you know what's going on. You see it happening. You can't stop it, but you can see it and report back.
And previously, my stand-up has dealt purely with debit cards, hence my lack of success at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes, but of course.
There we go. Do you want to know who that was?
Yes, please.
Dear Rob and Josh, thanks to the incredible podcast that's accompanied me through all the lockdowns as well as my first time parenting. I don't think it can be minimised the positive impact you had by making me laugh utterly hysterically by myself every day on walks with a little one. I didn't realise how positive that paragraph was going to be. Otherwise, I'd have cut it, Rob. I do apologise.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice to be nice. It's nice to help, isn't it? That our failure can assist people with their lives.
This is 26 month old, so that's just over 2 years.
Yeah.
Louise, really enjoying saying Josh's surname. I don't think it's possible for Rob to guess where we're from, but good luck anyway.
It was Finney at the end. Is that Italian or something?
So, we live in Berlin.
Oh.
Incredible. I'd love that. And I grew up
in
Belgium.
I'm not a big fan of Berlin. I prefer Munich. It's a bit more Oompa Roompa, Munich. Berlin's a bit cool and trendy, isn't it? But like Berlin's like...
Berlin, mate, is the Victoria Park of Germany.
Yeah,
I'm
more Piccadilly Circus.
We live in Berlin, but I grew up in Belgium, hence the French.
Oh.
My mum is from Hong Kong, and my dad is from Beckenham.
No way.
Yeah.
Beckenham, Hong Kong, Berlin, Belgium. So where's she now? She's Berlin now?
She's Berlin now.
Beckenham to Berlin.
Louise's dad, Louise being the child, is from Northern Ireland.
Oh, leave out the accent. No, how was I supposed to get that accent, mate? It sounded like the mouth was having a fight.
We're moving to the USA in a few weeks.
No, you're not. What's this? Absolute bollocks.
I'm now pregnant with our second child. Thank you in advance for the last one.
And he's Swedish for no other reason than I've decided.
Going to move to a different country just for the birth to get him another passport. Thanks for being so sexy and relatable. All the best, Charlotte.
Where they're going to America, did they say? Pine Bluff's pretty good this time of year.
Yeah. Head down to, what was it called? Pine Bluff?
Pine Bluff in Arkansas, yeah.
Pine Bluff, yeah.
And we had one listener there, the woman that drove through it.
Yes.
We might have a listener on the Dartford Crossing. Have you checked the stats for that? Channel Tunnel.
Michael's on it at this exact moment. Rose described us checking the stats as one of her favourite things she's heard on this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, which I found baffling, but there we go.
Maybe it just took the pressure off you and hers parenting.
Her favourite ever episode is David Earl. There you go.
Really? Yeah. Lou liked the Martin Lewis one. She still listens, Lou.
Yeah, so does Rose.
I feel almost, though, like a Russian spy. I think Lou's sort of listening for espionage reasons as opposed to entertainment.
I think they're listening because they just... If we don't think they're listening, I think what we say will change. It's a damage limitation. They need us to think they're listening.
No, but it doesn't
at
stop
the bare
me.
Minimum.
The amount of arguments I have with Lou after, and she normally backs down because everything I say is the truth. So you can't argue with the truth, Josh.
Yeah, Rob, you're so much nicer about Lou than I am about Rose in the book. When I saw your half of the book, I felt awful. I had to take Rose aside and said, do you want me to do a rewrite?
Really? Are you gonna?
Yeah. No, No, she said it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like Lou more than Rose, no offence. But I think it would be worrying if I loved Rose more than Lou.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I've got a problem like that, though.
Oh, well, you love Lou more than Rose?
No, Rose thinks Ellis James is funnier than me, definitely.
Right.
And Ellis told me that Izzy thinks that I'm funnier than him.
Oh, do you know what you need? A really awkward, stiff-necked sex sesh. Work out who's best. Just have a gangbang. Have a really awkward gangbang. You can all read and drink Whispering Angel beforehand. And then get down to it and find out.
Drink Whispering Angel, Rob?
Is that hipstery?
I follow it on Instagram.
You follow a Rosé on Instagram?
Yeah, I do follow a Rosé.
I know nothing about Rosé. That's my go-to for a sort of a trendy...
Oh, it's great, Rosé. It really is. I'll be honest with you, Rob, and this is going to sound awful.
Yeah.
It's my requested drink at the last leg.
You are unbelievable.
What do you mean?
You are just like necking Whispering Angel, jumping in a taxi back to East London. You are media elite, and do you know what? I love it, Josh.
Jumping in a taxi? It finishes at fucking 11:15, mate.
Get the tube, mate. Like a real guy.
Across London at midnight on a Friday night, straight after doing a TV show.
Straight after doing a live TV show. Oi, you're the Whispering Angel wanker.
Drinking a bottle of Whispering Angel on the tube like Diane Abbott.
Oh, bless her. She had a little tinny, didn't she? I've done a lot worse.
Come on, let her off. It's only a little tinny.
Do you know, I used to get so pissed when I worked in office jobs. I'd like every Thursday, Friday, not Saturday, I weren't in the office, but like probably from Wednesday, I'd get pissed to the point of missing my train and getting the last bus home. And sometimes I'd be on the tube eating a KFC, like a full bucket meal, like a full box meal, or like some sort of dirty takeaway.
Did you know, Rob, that was going to be the foundations for you becoming the nation's sweetheart a few years later?
I was thinking about this the other day. You know when people say, like, when you go on telly or something, you change? And I think I have changed. I think I've got nicer.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, normally you change and you get worse, but I think I've got... Because now people come up to me and go, I don't even know who you are. And I go, oh, well, whatever, don't worry. Like, if someone else had said something, I go, I'll just do a bit of comedy or something like that. But I reckon 15 years ago for comedy, if someone came up to me and went, I don't know who you are, I'd go, I don't know who the fuck you are. Who the fuck are you? But I can't do that now, or I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, so do you think it is that you're a nicer person, or just that you have to behave in a nicer manner?
Oh, I'm not a nice person, no. I just have to behave in that way to maintain a certain level of respectability in public. I can't just wander around and go, who the fuck are you?
No, you're not Liam Gallagher. You're not Keith Allen.
I wish I was. Some part of me thinks I went a bit too corporate early doors. I should have just gone really balls out. I think I'm making up for it, though.
Yeah, too right. You're one of those edgy guys that... hosts a podcasting about parenting. Do you know that?
I'm an outlier on the scene, aren't I? Like, I'm like Woodstock 99 in real life. I tell you what, if you are a podcast listener and you come up to me and say, tell me to fuck off, and then I can tell you to fuck off, but then in a nice, polite way where I'm not a bad guy.
But
is that quite rock and roll?
That you're a podcast listener, because if Rob gets this wrong once, it's game over.
I draw the line at kids.
Yeah,
I won't tell your kids to fuck off. That's a non-negotiable. Anyway, Josh, how are you? Yeah. We've babbled on for ages here.
Well,
you all right?
This morning, took my daughter for her first haircut.
Oh, that's exciting. She's got really curly hair, hasn't she? So it's like she hasn't needed to have one.
No, exactly. It's been... She's over four now, and we went to Cool Cuts for Kids.
How long is it when it's wet?
If it's wet and she's putting her head back, It is arse level.
it's arse level. Okay.
Arse level, yeah. So it's
down to
it's
a bum.
The length of
that. I'd veer towards down to a bum as the
that's
description.
That's a much nicer way of
arse
it.
Level.
I was panicking.
What else is arse level? Seats?
What, seats? Or like the bottom of a t-shirt, I suppose, is arse level.
Yeah, yeah, true, yeah.
We went to Cool Cuts for Kids in Crouch End.
Okay.
Because her friend goes there.
Nice.
And had recommended it. And so it was a way of... She sat in like a car. Have you been to one of these places, Rob?
No, yeah, I've seen them through windows. I've never taken my kids in there.
It's absolute bedlam in there, Rob. They cut her hair, then they did an Elsa plait, all the while she sat in a car, she had it washed, and then they did an Elsa plait like you've never seen before, like an Elsa plait that came from the side and went round.
Oh, no.
It was a proper professional Elsa plait that really puts the rest of us in the shade. And then they put glitter in her hair, and I thought, this is going to be a fucking nightmare in the long run here. The woman said it's fairy dust.
There is a fun to practicality ratio as a parent, isn't there?
Exactly. The woman said it's fairy dust, and I'm like, mate, it's not going to be fairy dust when I'm struggling to wash it out tomorrow night. But there we go. And they painted her nails for her. She had a lovely time.
Ah, did she like the nails being painted?
Yeah, she loved it. She loved the whole thing.
So my 6-year-old was in the shops and she wanted to I want to buy this, and it was like a makeup set, but like a plasticky Disney one that was like there was no makeup in it and all that.
Yeah.
And my mum had bought them like a makeup set thing where they could put like it's all like blue, red, and it's like paint. It's almost like face paint, really. It's not like a Maybelline eye shaper. And she went, I want that, and then I went, no, you don't want that. It's for babies. You're 6, and I was like, so what? She went, yeah, but I've been making a makeup set out of paper in my room. And I was like, oh, don't give me the Oliver Twist shit. Do you know what I mean? Right. And I was like, well, what is it you want? Do you want the plasticky stuff or do you want actual makeup? She went, actual makeup. Then we found a set. And do you know what? I think kids' toys are cheaper. There's a beautiful middle ground between the first sort of plasticky toys that are quite expensive that have like got characters on from TV and films. And then there's a middle ground where it's quite cheap. Then it gets really expensive when it's like a PlayStation 5 or a bike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's this middle ground where she got this like...
But you're in a lovely middle ground.
A little, it was quite cheap. It was like a little cardboard silvery box thing. And in it was loads of makeup and a mirror. And she absolutely loves it. And she's been doing her makeup with it. Obviously, dreadfully. That's but that's, you know... It'd be more worrying if she did it perfectly, but I didn't know how I felt about that. But I was like, well, you just got to let them experiment.
Yeah, you just got to let them do
it. It's just like face paint, really, isn't it? That she's not aware. And it's weird, though, because Lou's not really a makeup person. She's not like spending hours to get ready. She'll just go out, no makeup on, hair in a bun, just to the shops and not really care.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like they're seeing it from Lou.
No. And I also think, you know, each their own, but there is an argument with certain things where it's like, if you make that, like, a big deal, it's going to become more of a thing.
Yes, exactly.
But that's the main positive of the week. I'm sure you'd like me to move on to the negatives.
Yeah, I was going to say one thing, though. People think kids don't need to wear makeup, blah, 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 blah. It's too much. It's sort of over, like, the sexualising young kids. That's sort of the argument, isn't it? But I think, no, really, shouldn't it be? If it's just fun and colourful and expression of creativity, then really it shouldn't be girls shouldn't do it until they're older. It should be, well, why don't just boys do it as well at a young age? And it's just a fun, silly thing to do.
I turned up at nursery the other day and Pearl's mate, who is a boy, he'd got blusher on.
Yeah.
And he had his... I'll be honest with you. Once again, the quality of the makeup they do, the kids, is very poor.
Yeah, I mean, let's take it as read that the quality's not great, but it's all about the intention.
It's very Sue Pollard, isn't it?
I don't think you should say to a young boy in London that's decided to go into nursery with his makeup on, saying, look, I like what you're doing here, but you've done it bad.
Mate, you've got to fade it in more. You've got to fade it in more.
Yeah, but...
You've got to relook at that. Because the graduation of the red cheeks to the normal skin is just not working for you.
Sure.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. But they can't wear makeup into school, can they?
No, I don't know.
But it's all changing.
That might be an issue.
Virgin cabin crew allowed to have tattoos on their arms now on show.
Blimey, Rob. Do you know what? The whole world is going to shit. That's it. That's the final sign.
I like it.
I was being sarcastic.
All right, sorry. But I don't know, there is a part of me that think you might not like that in about 20 years. Well, it's just a lack of respect, isn't it?
No, I'm all for getting inked.
Oh, fair enough.
I've been inked myself, obviously, on Taskmaster, so, you know, I know what it's like. You get the bug.
Anyway, we're veering off here. Give me the negatives.
Anyway, let me tell you about my negatives.
Yeah.
So.
Short, weird face.
So, last week, evening off. Very excited about an evening off.
Yeah, because last time we spoke, we did the correspondence and you're getting quite stressed without not having much time. Has it calmed down a bit?
Well, I had an evening off, Rob. Okay. I was looking forward to this evening off.
Yeah.
It was boiling hot. So my daughter wanted a ice lolly, the only one we had in the freezer. For some reason, had melted, right? But it was reset, but you couldn't use it as an ice lolly. So we... Because it was like a puddle attached to a stick kind of thing. So we chipped off the ice lolly, put it in a bowl for her.
Yeah.
So she could eat it with a spoon. Next thing you know, she comes in. She's in severe pain of the throat.
Oh.
Yeah. It turns out a bit of splinter from the stick has got into the...
Oh, no. Yeah. That's awful. That is so
that
awful.
That is awful.
That's like something from 24 Hours in A&E, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so she's got a wooden splint in her throat.
Yeah. It's so... She's in quite a lot of pain. She's like, do you want some water? No, I don't want to... You know, she can't swallow all that stuff. So, decisions made. A&E, 6 p.m. Head out to A&E. Have to get the bus there because there's no parking.
Oh, so who's gone? Just you and her and Rosie?
Me and her.
Rosie.
I'm going to say it.
The baby, yeah.
By the time we're leaving the house...
I don't think a bus... Surely you could have got a taxi, couldn't you?
It's quicker to get a bus. The bus is direct to the hospital.
Oh, right, okay, 7 minutes.
Yeah. Just 3 buses and then a tube and then we were there.
You're not start paying silly money for a surge priced Uber. Yeah,
exactly. That stick's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a meeting with Channel 4, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So, Rob, I'd say by the moment we're leaving the house, I get the distinct impression that the stick's worked its way out and she's fine.
Yeah.
But she's denying this. Okay. I keep saying, you sure you want to go to the hospital? And by now, she's staying, it still hurts, but I think this doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but you've got... But then
but you can't.
No, because what if in the morning she wakes up and she's worse and it's still stuck there and you so didn't bring her?
Yeah, so we go to the hospital, book in, get in there. It's as busy as I've ever seen that A&E, and I've seen it a lot of times. I reckon I've been there a dozen times.
Sure, okay. Ever on your own?
Never on my own, no. Always the kids' department. So we go in. By now, she is definitely fine. But by now we've booked in and I've given my name and I'm thinking there's no way out here.
Is half of you thinking the longer I stay, better anecdote for the pod?
Well, I was. And then after about an hour of nothing, I was starting to get panicked. We brought the iPad, so she was doing stuff on her iPad. After about an hour... I see a guy who's... I've seen people come and go as well because they're prioritising people that have got actual ailments over us.
Yeah.
One of the guys who's also stuck here with a kid that's obviously not unwell enough to jump the queue comes in and he goes to his wife. They've told me it's going to be 4 hours. Can you imagine my mood at that point?
You've been there an hour already.
I've been there an hour already.
Yeah.
And now, I'm not saying that she was fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to accuse her of that because she's still, at this point, I'm like, are you sure you don't want to go? I took a photo of her, Rob.
Yeah.
This is her. This is her mood at this point.
Okay, so I've never seen a child look... She actually looks good for it.
Yeah.
She looks well.
She's having the time of her fucking life.
So she's got a tongue stuck out, arms in the air, smiling, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'd argue if you've got a bit of wood stuck in your throat, splinter-wise, you're not popping the tongue out for a laugh.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you look at that iPad, I don't know if you've got the CBeebies game app where you play like CBeebies games.
All right.
That is one where you have to write out the alphabet with Jojo and Gran-Gran. As you can see, she's on X, the last letter of the alphabet, and that's her second time round.
Yeah, I mean, and I'd say...
She's been there a long time.
If my kids are unwell, they're not playing games, they're just watching something. Exactly. They're watching a show or something.
Yeah, you're not playing Jojo and Gran-Gran's alphabet game.
No, not at all.
And so I'm, like, trying to convince her for about 10 minutes. I'm like, look, don't you want to just go home? And she's like, no, I don't. And I'm thinking, I can't leave, because they've got my name on file. Like... Imagine if I left and something went wrong. That's it. Like, I'm a negligent parent.
Yes,
even
of course.
She's fine. It wasn't 4 hours. It was about another 90 minutes.
Okay, so two and a half hours?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
It's not a bad wait for nothing.
It's not a bad wait for nothing. No, it's not a bad evening, is it?
No, she's done a bit of spelling. What have you been doing? Yeah. Just sort of thinking about it the whole time?
I got angry for 10 minutes with the situation.
Yeah.
And then I just chilled out. I reckon we were with the nurse for a maximum of 3 minutes.
Sure.
After all that, she checked down the throat with a torch, and then she made her stand up and jump up and give her a high five.
Oh, yeah, that old... The old splinter check. I forgot about that.
I said, what's that all about? And she said, oh, if you've got a child who's got pain in their stomach, if you think that they're just saying it, if you get them to jump up and give you a high five,
yeah,
then they can't do that if they've got pain in their stomach. That'd be too painful. So there's a test for you, Rob. Do you like that?
Do you know what about this is? This advice, which you should never follow because we know nothing, It's going to be quite funny one day where I go, just get him to do that, Lou. And my daughter attempts it, misses the high five and is sick on the floor. And I go, yeah, we need to go to hospital. Yeah. Okay,
At least we know.
Get on that bus. Let's go. At least we know. We've done the test and she's been physically sick on the floor. Sure, yeah. She has got a stomachache. Let's go. Let's go. Blue siren it. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
so anyway, we got, but we got home. Got home at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
That's a nice night off work.
Because we had to get the bus back as well, obviously. Yeah.
Nice 10 p.m. bus in East London with a child.
10 p.m. bus in East London with a child. And then 2 nights later, she gets ill again, straight back to A&E.
No.
Second time in a week.
What's wrong with her?
By this point, Saturday night, the worst night to be in A&E.
You've done twice in a week?
Done twice in a week, mate. What a fucking lie.
What was it this time?
So she was
ill. Did you
Ill.
Go or did Rose?
I went.
Okay.
You she love was it, ill. Then. I love it that I know all the doctors now. It's great. She had croup.
Oh, you know, I've heard about croup, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a kind of chesty cough thing that they have to give you steroids for.
So if she got that in the daytime, you could have gone to your doctors to got the prescription. But because the doctor was shut, you have to go to... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't just get it from the pharmacy.
No, this one.
Oh, kids started. Is hard. Why are they always so ill, young?
It's so annoying. This one, we arrived at 11 p.m. on Saturday night
with
croup. I tell you, sober in A&E on a Saturday night is the bleakest place in the UK. It's just awful place to be.
What was happening? Any juicy stuff?
Well, just like drunk people who'd like been in a fight and like for a reason that isn't, you know, worrying, if you know what I mean. Apart from us, we've got croup.
Yeah.
And so that time was fine, but they gave us the drugs when we arrived, and then you have to sit for an hour and wait for the drugs to kick in. No, I ordered a taxi this time.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a good idea, mate.
Yeah,
you want to take a four,
it was half two in the morning on a Saturday night.
A 4-year-old on the night bus with croup.
4-year-old who's got croup. Yeah.
Oh, Josh, what a week!
What a week!
Oh, I feel bad about telling you my week.
Oh yeah, go on.
We went to Florida again.
Oh, for the love of God. Are you Judith Chalmers? What's going on? What?
The holidays are getting out of hand, Josh.
Yeah, you've got an addiction.
I have got an addiction. Well, basically...
You used to do special episodes when you went on holiday. Now, it feels like a special episode when you're in the southeast London, mate.
Well, what happened was, that first Florida one was booked for 2 years, and then we had the Greece holiday, which was delayed from COVID, and then I had the August off.
You got a holiday backlog.
We had a holiday backlog, and then I had August off, and after talking about Florida, my friend's got a place in Florida, and he said, if you ever want to go, you can go. So then all we had to do was get the flights.
Yeah, oh my God.
So we've been in Florida, but it is hot in August, Josh.
Are you now an American citizen?
I don't know. I feel like I've been here too long now. But I'm coming back to America with Ramesh for work later in the year.
Oh, my God. You're going to start calling it the sidewalk. So what have you been doing now?
We've just been sort of sitting around the pool and stuff, but it is a little bit too warm. So we haven't been doing a lot of inside things.
Do you think... How many of our listeners do you think are feeling sorry for you at this moment?
Zero.
For being too warm on your second Florida trip? the quarter.
Well, do you know what it was? It was just that I was like... Someone told me something the other day, it was like harrowing. He was like, well, my kids are 12 and 14. And he was like, yeah, so we're going to go like on a big holiday this year because they probably won't want to go on holiday with us anymore soon.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. It does go proper quick, doesn't it?
Well, someone said this to me. They said, you only get, and that I think they're overstating it. They were like, you only get 18 summers with your kids. So make the best of it. But you don't even get 18 because the first two don't count, then there was COVID, and then after about 14, they don't want to spend it with you. You're looking at 10 summers max with your kids.
That's the thing. I was just like, we don't have to pay for the accommodation, so I was very lucky for that. And I just, it was only the flights. And I was like, then my kids are only going to be 6 and 4 once. So fuck it. So that's why we did it. So I'd rather be honest with you and tell you rather than sort of lie. Yeah. But it is, we're very lucky to be able to get away because other people aren't able to. So we're very aware of our privilege. We will be coming back. Also, we flew with Virgin, okay?
I can't remember which one you disliked.
BA were a nightmare. And they were unbelievable, right? But if you are going to go to Florida, Virgin are 1,000 times better than BA. And what is annoying, because after the BA thing, it was like, oh, whenever you want to go back to Florida, we'll sort you out flights. And they were trying to offer me free flights for like social media posting and talking about it. But I was like, no, it's not fair on the podcast because I need to pay so that then whatever happens, I can be honest. Because if it's shit, I need to be able to say it's shit and I'm not in anyone's pocket. Yeah. But unfortunately, it was really good. So I should have took the fucking free flights anyway because I'm only saying what I would have said. But to be fair, though, like they were amazing, and but it was a bit like it was a bit like a rebound from a relationship because I'd slugged off BO so much. They were on me hard, you know. It was a bit, but I loved it. They were like, "Oh, Mr. Beckett, thanks for flying with us." I was like, "I know what you're doing."
It was like a reviewer going into a restaurant.
Well, yeah, they did, because the one thing they did do is because we booked premium economy flights, but they let us go in the posh lounge. And they were like, "This way, Mr. Beckett." I was like, "Okay, I see what you're doing here, but I love it, so I'm not going to turn down that." But yes, we've been out in Florida, and I can recommend Andy Car Hire. You know the Andy Car Hire bloke? He's so much better than trying to book it elsewhere. So definitely book cars with Andy Car Hire in Florida. We went to Universal for a few days because we didn't really do that properly last time. And I think
that's good when you've got a second Florida holiday. You can sweep up on all the things you missed the first time.
Part of me was like, I don't want to mention it on here because I don't want to look like I'm showing off. But I thought I can't lie to listeners. So yeah, we are very lucky to be back out. But
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go on.
When's the next time you're going to Florida?
Oh, not booked. Not planned.
Not booked. Not planned.
And I do think...
So what do you reckon, November?
I would say twice a year is too much. I'm going to tell you that now. August is too hot. It is so humid, Josh. I keep walking outside and saying, fuck off, and then coming back in.
I couldn't do it.
Because it's too hot in August for the parks. It's so humid. It's ridiculous. But there's one ride in Universal, Popeye's ride, that's like a water one, and you get absolutely soaked. It's not like, you know, like, was it like Splash Mountain or whatever it is? And what's the one in Fort Park? You know, the water ride?
The log flume.
It ain't like, oh mate, I literally, it gets you so wet, it looks like you've just jumped in the sea. People were getting in, not aware that you get wet. So in the end, we had to come back in with flip-flops on and swimming trunks to get on this ride, because you get so wet.
On a ride.
I saw a man get on with a Gucci backpack and Yeezys. And the man said, put it in there to keep it dry. I went, no, it'll be all right. And I'm just sat there going, I know it's not. This is my third time on this. I know it's not. And it was so exciting, Josh. It was so tired. I saw sunglasses fly off heads. People getting wet. It was amazing. So that was quite good fun. I've bought some Wu-Tang Clan Crocs.
Oh, I saw a picture of you, Rob.
Did you like them?
Well, they were not really even the main issue, were they?
What was the issue? So,
well,
I shaved my beard off because I was too hot, Josh.
Yeah, and also, you're wearing a Taco Bell T-shirt.
Yeah.
And some Simpsons shorts.
Yeah, all my clothes were too
warm.
Have you
had a breakdown?
I think the heat's gone.
How long have you been in America? You're wearing a Taco Bell T-shirt, wearing Simpsons shorts and Wu-Tang Clan.
And I've put on half a stone. Also, we had COVID, Josh.
What?
We all got COVID.
Oh, my God.
It's been... I couldn't regulate my body temperature. I nearly had a breakdown. I had to stay in the aircon for 2 days. We all got COVID. It was awful.
Oh, my God.
So it's been a bit of an up-and-down holiday, to be honest. Yeah. It is too hot, and it keeps raining.
Well, do you know what? I imagine there's people at home going, that's the least you deserve.
August is a terrible time to be here, Josh. There's like electrical storms. So this happened as well, right? Because it's so hot. It's so hot. I know it's hot where you are, right? And I'm not looking for sympathy. But we're putting like 50 on the kids. And then the six-year-old had this big red mark on her leg.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh my God, she's got sunburn. But it was like immediately red. You know, normally it gets slowly redder at dinner. And you start going, I don't think we put enough cream on them. They're getting redder. Anyway, she had this big red strip on her leg. And it was blood red. I was like, oh my God, that is awful. And then we think maybe she's been bitten. So like Lou's Googling it. We're putting after sun on it. She's trying to get antihistamine. Anyway, I give it a bit of a rub. Starts to come off. Give it another rub. Yeah. It's dried strawberry syrup from a drink.
Oh my God, that's such an American thing for it to be as well.
Just sort of been sat around the pool. It's basically been a pool holiday, to be honest.
Yeah,
We're not really doing the parks. It's sort of a, because it is so hot and it's humid. So it's not just like heat hot. Yeah. It's like, feels about 40 degrees, even though it's like 35 because of the thing. I need to make an apology because in the book, I talk about how well my kids get on and play together.
Yeah.
In heat, they hate each other.
Oh, God.
They've been fighting and just... She said this, she said that. Whenever they have to walk in here where it's hot, they've just been losing the plot. And then in the end, they start bumping chests with each other, like footballers, you know, like Kieran Dyer and Lee Bowyer, getting in each other's faces, and they pushed each other. And then one of them went, "You punch me, I punch you, let's go." They offered each other out for a fight. It was like it got to boiling point where they'd get to barge each other.
Which one said that, and one do you think would win?
Do you know what? I think they were both sort of said together. They both were up for it. And so what's the interesting thing is, the youngest one is really tall for age, and she's I think if they were the same age...
It's not dissimilar in size.
Well, I took them rock climbing the other day. They love it. They clip on and go up and down these rocks. It's really good. They absolutely love it. So the younger one is like really good at anything physical, straight up it. The elder one, a bit slower, but really methodical, and then gets better, but quickly gets better.
The old hare and the tortoise.
Yeah, exactly. But so they're both really active, really confident and enjoy it. But one runs up it and the other one works it out and then gets quicker over time. So it's really interesting, though. So the younger one was doing it really quick. And then as soon as I said to the elder one, right, let's make it a competition, she ran up it like a rat up a drainpipe. She went mental. Like, so it's like she's so competitive, but you don't expect it from her. She's quite meek. Yeah. She's like an animal for it. So if she's just poodling up and down, she'll go quite slow. If there's a championship on the line or whatever it is, so she made me time her.
Can I just ask? Did you decide to compete your daughters against each other?
Yeah, I went, let's see who gets up it quicker. And then it was chaos. They were getting so angry with each other. But I quite like that sort of bit of rivalry.
Bit of bite.
Yeah, so
bit of bite.
But then the eldest one zoomed up this thing in 25 seconds. And then the younger one, actually, when it was, oh, we're doing it for timed, was slower, weirdly.
So she's not a big game player?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she's 4, so maybe, you know, the other one's 2 years older, so it's quite a big gap at this stage. But the elder one definitely loves it if it's a competition. So then... she did it in like 25 seconds, and then the youngest went, "I don't want to play this game." So I went, "Okay, we'll stop. If we don't want to make it competition, we'll stop." So she just was just climbing up it, and then the eldest was going, "How long? How quick she's doing it? How quick she's doing it?" I went, "No, we're not doing a competition." She went, "How quick?" And then in the end, she ignored me and started counting herself. 17, 18, 19. And then when she got up there, it was about 35 seconds. She went, "Yes, 35. And I went, "No, you can't do this. She's 4. We're not." But it was my fault for starting it. But it's really interesting how she's way more competitive.
Do you know who was probably doing that, Rob, when they had a younger sister? Venus Williams. And then over the years,
Serena comes through.
That's
what I'm saying. That's part of me would like to do a Project Mbappe and get them into some sort of sport. I don't know if the money's in rock climbing. I don't think that it's got to be tennis or golf.
Yeah, tennis or golf or football, as of last week.
Also, like, I'm no athlete. I don't know why I've got this idea that they've got the genes. It's all about the training. Look, the talent's there. It's just about honing it. Like, it's based on nothing. It's not like
the training, it's
Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi.
Yeah, I think you're probably too late already. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to be one of those mad trainer, Richard Williams style.
I know. There are so many cool Americans here, though. When I was in Universal, there was a guy come up to me because our kids were playing on something, and he was really tall, about 6'3", and he was like a rapper, looked really cool. He could have been a famous rapper.
Can I just say,
you've
never sounded like an older person in your life. He was dressed like a rapper. Are you my granddad?
No, but he was. He just had that swagger. I've seen rappers, mate.
He dressed like a rapper.
He walked slowly. He had a chain. He had a jewelry. Yeah. And then he said, and I've never felt cooler. He said to me, "Take it easy, player." I'm a player.
And what did you do?
I went, "Oh, thanks. What did you say?"
Did you give him a player back?
No, of course not. Imagine that.
Did you not?
U2G. G. Actually, on G. Big Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Young Blood.
Yeah. U2 Young Blood?
I don't know.
I imagine you just giggled. I imagine that's what happened.
I literally giggled. "No, thanks." And then said to Lou, "He just called me player. Did you hear that? He just said to take it easy, player." That was sort of been the highlight of my trip, really.
Yeah, that's been the highlight of your trip. That's good.
Oh, this is amazing what I did, Josh. On a ride at Universal, in the front carriage, someone's hat flew off.
Yeah.
I caught it.
Catch it. Fuck off.
I caught it. On my life. I caught it. The best part was catching a hat in midair on a roller coaster. Do you know what the worst part
is?
That
is incredible.
No one cared.
What? Are they dead inside?
I just sort of passed it back. I passed it to Lou and Lou passed it to her. And she went, oh, thanks. I was like, pardon?
What?
Oh, thanks. I've caught a fucking hat in midair. I caught it. And then this is how pathetic I am. When we went round to go on the ride again, I said to the and the guy, went, oh, yeah, so, I don't know if you saw that on that ride. I caught the hat. So pathetic.
It's lame.
That's so lame. That is not something a player would say, is it?
No, it's so weird.
I don't know if you saw it. I caught a hat. And she went,
oh, God.
She went, what? Oh, that's just someone's hat flop. And I caught it on the ride as it was going round the corner. And she went, all right. And I said, is that all I get, is it? All right. I've caught a hat off a roller coaster, Josh.
I think that's the most impressive thing you've ever done.
I know, but
up
no
until
one
the point
cared.
Where you tried to get credit. I think it sounds like you're 5 minutes from getting your phone out and Googling yourself to show that you're quite a big deal back in the UK.
Do you know what I was thinking was, the absolute true things on that. The absolute dream, that's the photo. Imagine that being the roller coaster
oh my
photo.
Word, you reaching out and catching. Do you know what the problem with that would be?
Yeah.
It would look like you were just holding a hat up in the air. Why don't you, Rob?
Fuck.
Just go back with a... Buy a woman's hat, go back, work out where the camera is,
yeah.
And hold that woman's hat above your head as if you're catching it for the photo, and then get that, and then you can show people and go, you're not going to believe what happened.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to do that because that's too much hassle. However, yeah. If you are at a theme park, Legoland, yeah. Wherever you are, the big one, and you go, do it. Hold the hat.
Yeah, do
and
it.
Say, I
send
caught
them
a hat,
to us
like
and
Rob
put
Beckett,
on Instagram.
And we'll put them on
it doesn't
Instagram.
Even need to be a hat.
Yeah.
Whatever item you want, as long as you're allowed.
Well,
on
no,
a
not like a child, like a 3 month
no.
old.
No. And not like a knife, because that's too much of a gamble. Like, not like I bought a
dog.
I caught a dog.
But yeah, miscellaneous safe things that you can do.
Yeah. Miscellaneous safe things that you can catch on a roller coaster. Do send them in.
So the other thing is that where we are, my friend's place is in Florida, it's sort of by the beach. It's sort of like an hour and a half. It's quite far away from Orlando. It's almost right. Like a beach holiday. It's a lovely place, yeah. Beautiful place. Everyone's American, zero tourists.
Yeah.
Not getting recognised at all. They don't like it, Josh.
Don't like it.
It's nice getting recognised when you go in a shop because you get better service.
Oh, no. Oh,
I didn't realise.
Virgin
better.
Airways had treated you so well that you're never going to come back from it.
Well, the thing is...
So what was the main thing you noticed that was different about your life when people don't recognise you from 8 out of 10 cats as Countdown?
They're just not as excited to see me, Josh, and it's quite nice when people are excited to see you.
Oh, God. Are you trying...
I don't
are you
know what's
going up to them
me.
And trying to tell them what Jimmy Carr's like, even though they're not asking? Because that's what you do with most famous people.
Well, no, do you know what... I was wearing my Arsenal shirt in a shop and someone said to me, go Gunners. And I like that.
Yeah.
That made me feel special.
Oh, my God. This is
bad, isn't it?
Tragic.
I don't know if I should be
what
saying this
like
out loud.
When you get back to the UK?
I don't know if I should be saying this out loud.
No, I think it's good. We're singing to your dark soul like mine at the start.
But when was it at Universal? It was a bit overwhelming when I'm really up pushing the kids and people want photos because I can't... It's disrupting the kids' day. That's hard work. But when you just go, oh, come this way, oh, hello, do you want to sit? And they put you in the restaurant. It's nice.
Yeah, of course.
It made me realise you take nice things for granted.
The problem is, Rob, that means you're going to have to hang on to this level of fame for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, it's going to destroy you.
Or do I just move somewhere and just go, it's probably because I live here now?
Well, you could always move somewhere small and become a local celebrity.
You're that guy, like, coach the local soccer team, and then I'm like the... Go that way, go that back that way and being sort of like a local legend in a small town that gets really put out when anyone comes in new. That's basically what I was at my office job.
What? A local legend?
No. No, but I would show off in the pub and in the office for attention.
Has Lou found that without this, you've become more insufferably kind of...
I'm annoying with sleep. And out without. Do you know what it is? I think if I was living here and I was still gigging, I'd like that. But because I'm not, I haven't got an outlet at the moment because I'm not working, I go insane. Have you seen what I look? I shave my beard and I'm dressed like a. Alex Brooker messaged me when he saw that outfit, and it's on Lou. It's at Lou_M on her Instagram. He said he messaged me, and these are his words, Alex Brooker's words. At about the photo, when I went on a charity disabled trip to Euro Disney in 1993 and my roommate had an outfit that was similar to that. That's from Alex Brooker. And I was thinking about that trip. He must have been well annoyed. Imagine going on a charity disabled trip. You'd be queuing for ages. Because you can't jump the queue if everyone's disabled.
Yeah, that is literally the worst thing that could happen to you. I can tell you the opposite of that, Rob.
What's that?
It's much easier for me to go for a piss at the Paralympics than Alex Brooker, because those disabled toilets, the queue's incredible. But I'm swanning into the jets.
You sure you don't need this one? You're going to be all right in there? Because I think I'm a pretty good guy, but if I was in a queue for a roller coaster and 200 disabled people got off a coach, I'd be fucking livid. I'd be like, spread it out amongst the rides, guys. Come on. It's like a flash mob. I was going to say, basically, if your kids are in Harry Potter and you go to Universal, you're going to spend about £1 million. Luckily,
your kid's
my kid,
into Harry Potter.
Not really, no.
I was at King's Cross Station on Sunday, and the queue for platform 9¾ is fucking insane. Have you seen this?
It's mental. So have a photo, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's just these people with their Potter scarves on, pretending to push their suitcase into a wall, and it's like it's the biggest queue in the station. It's far more popular than normal trains. It's incredible.
Well, at Universal, there's a train, because there's two parks, Islands of Adventure and the main Universal one, and you can get the Harry Potter train from Hogwarts. You get it from Hogwarts to London King's Cross. And you can do some of the most high-level dad banter of all time if you're a British tourist. When you arrive in King's Cross, you should know me away from here.
Yes, please.
I'll be all right. I'll be all right here. Don't you worry. Yeah, not a problem. I know my way around King's Cross, mate. Don't you worry. Just looking at the kids, trying to get a reaction. Nothing. Because that's the thing. That's the other reason why I came again. Because there are children in Disney and Universal around the age of 12 that fucking hate their parents already. Yeah.
So this is it.
I'm sort of hammering it hard, and then I've got the rest of my life to go there alone or to go there with people that dislike me.
Have you ever gone through the period of your child hating you? Like, I
only
I had
very
a period
short,
when my daughter
like,
was about two and a half, three, where I just felt I was on the shit list. Do you know?
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah, but I think that happens for the amount of people that keep messaging me, going, "I love the podcast," because they keep thinking it'll get easier, but it just gets harder. So that emotion, but physically, you're drained at the start. Then emotionally, it's a war. It's warfare.
It can't get harder.
100% will.
It simply can't.
I think I'm in the easiest. I'm in the eye of the storm, Josh.
Exactly. No, but for me, it can't get harder than a 1 year. Like,
no, you'll get easier and then harder again. So I've got to the easier bit, but now I reckon in my lifespan, right, there's only going to be a finite amount of time when my kids will happily spend 2 weeks with me in a villa where all we do is sit around the pool and chill out.
There's about 5 years and you're living
tops.
It now.
Yeah. So you've got to make hay while the sun shines. There's going to be plenty of time when I don't go on holiday because no one wants to come with me.
Yeah.
And I'll just be sat in my back room doing Lego until one of them gets dumped and all of a sudden they want 100 quid. So I'm living
Which
my life now.
Which in those days will be worth 3p. So you'll have to...
I've just spent 3,000 Bitcoin nanobots on a Lego toy. I'll give her 100 quid, which is basically a fruity bit. Anyway, right, so all the other things, Josh, we got to talk about. We got about a couple of things. One, you need to start TikTok so you can promote our book. We've been told by the publisher.
So we've had this book meeting.
Yeah.
I've got to start. I don't want to do it, Rob.
Right, so you've got to, because TikTok's...
I'm a free man.
Josh, you've got to move
How
with the
How is
times.
This going to affect the sales of the book?
This is a conversation people... TikTok. This is a conversation the generation before us had about websites and Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You've got to move. You don't have to be on it all the time. Just have an account so people can follow you and put up a couple of things. I've got some ideas of what you can do.
No, I don't. I'll go on.
Spicy Dorito. You like spicy food, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take spicy food. There's a challenge on TikTok where you eat one. It's not like loads of food. I know you're vegetarian, so it's not chicken wings or meat. It's you eat one Dorito crisp and it's spicy and it's to see how long you can take before you have
milk.
And
this is entertainment?
Yes. So would you like to do that?
How long can take before what? What, eat a Dorito?
Yeah, you eat one spicy Dorito. It's not a Dorito one, but it's like a tortilla chip that's a bit spicier than the normal Dorito. Yeah. And you eat that and how long you can survive without...
Survive?
Well, not survive. Survive will cope without milk or something to cool you down.
Well, but forever. How long's a TikTok?
Okay, so this is going to be a great one. So I think I should come over and record this. Shall I order the chip? The tortilla chip?
Yeah. Yeah, you can order the chip. Okay. Well, I don't understand.
So are you agreeing to do it now?
Am I, sorry, am I existing in a different universe where when we came up through comedy,
yeah,
you know, you had to work hard, go through all the gigs,
yeah,
write your material, learn to perform.
Yeah.
And now I've just got to put a fucking Dorito in my mouth and it'll sell more books.
Oh, I'd say it would be the most viewed things you've ever done.
Fine, yeah.
Because
I mean, this is not entertainment.
Okay, well, let's have this chat after you've eaten this chip. But I'll order the chip, and that can be your first one, maybe. Or if there's any other suggestions of what Josh can do, let us know.
I just don't feel like it's my forte.
Yeah, I know, but let's find out.
Oh, God.
I think you'll be good at it.
There's another thing we have to mention with the book.
Yeah.
But I'll think about... Why don't I pitch you, next week, some of my ideas for my first TikToks?
Yes. Well, have a little look at the... Actually, don't look at the Dorito challenge. I'll just get it for you. There's a Sprite challenge, which would be fun. You could do that one.
Yeah, I don't mind Sprite.
And I tell you what, basically you have to down a bottle of Sprite and then try and not burp.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
That'd be fun.
That sounds... Okay, right, we'll do that, yeah.
I tell you what, let's organise it. I'll come over to yours, I'll bring some Sprite and a tortilla chip, and I'll film you.
All right, fine.
You don't have to do anything. I just feed you and film you.
Okay.
You have to do... Part of it is you have to do it in your pants.
No.
That'll make it go more viral,
Well, that's not true.
It will.
That's not... No, I know it'll make it more viral.
TikTok.
No, I know it'll make it more viral.
I'll shoot down your cleavage.
No, yeah.
Cleavage sells.
Right. I'll think of some TikToks and you can tell me if they're good ideas.
Okay.
For next Tuesday's episode. And do send in your ideas for my first TikTok. And follow me on TikTok if I have to.
You have to set up your TikTok first.
I thought the publishing industry was the squarest of all the industries.
Okay,
now they're making me join TikTok.
Here's your first port of call, right? The first thing you have to do is sign up to TikTok.
Yeah.
And just let it sit there and tell everyone your name and we'll get the followers up before you even post anything. Just
I'll sign up this week.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sign up to TikTok.
Right, should we do a small business shout out?
Oh, no, I just need to do one more exciting book announcement that we want people for the audiobook. You know how we get the children's voices for the start of the thing? So we want people to send in their children, record them doing the titles of each chapter of the book, and then we will use them in the audiobook.
Right.
Exciting?
Yes, very exciting. So where can they access the chapter titles?
So next week I'll provide them.
Fuck it. All right, seamless.
I've really fucked up there.
Yeah, well, next week. That's a tease for next week.
Next week we'll be announcing how you can get your children's voice as part of the Parenting Hell audiobook.
Okay, so we're announcing an announcement.
Yeah, this is a pre-announcement. We're announcing the press conference. Next week on Tuesday,
there'll be a press conference about this. Okay, cool. Yeah. And I've got a really exciting new idea for a feature for the show, which I'm going to tell you on Friday.
Okay, I look forward to that.
Right, let's do small business shout-out. Okay, so this one, Virgin Atlantic, little airline, started up by an independent...
Well, when you said you're staying in your friend's house, is the house Necker Island by any chance?
I have paid, so I'm not doing that as a joke.
I've got a proper one here. Hi, guys, love the podcast. Please can I have a small business shout-out for my new business? Put it in the box, mystery football shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're excited about this. Football fanatics and quirky kit lovers, we aim to bring our customers the best shirts from around the world. All our shirts are brand new, with tags and 100% authentic. We sell shirts for men, women and kids. Any team, any league, any year. www.putitinthebox.co.uk. Thank you. Put it in the box.
Here we go.
Oh, that is nice. Add a mystery football shirt to your collection. That is an exciting thing to do. I can totally imagine doing this.
Here we go. I've got a mental one here.
Yeah.
Hi, Josh and Rob. We recently opened a new business and would love to share with your listeners. A large majority of our client base are parents. We are a new tattoo studio based in Folkestone, Kent, called At Wild Hope Tattoo. We are a private appointment-only studio and offer a different experience from the more traditional tattoo shop. We work closely with each client, offering custom-only design to treasure your memories and decorate your body. Each session is aimed at being a relaxed experience so you can shut off for a few hours or, if you'd like, bring a friend and catch up. We often have mothers and daughters as well as fathers celebrating their newborns. In addition to all this, we also planet-conscious, offer free aftercare, and all of our products are vegan. Thanks for the laughs. Wild Hope, so that's Wild Hope Tattoo Studio, down in Folkestone, Kent.
And if you work for Virgin Railways,
head
on down there. Head on down there, it's fine.
Oh, dear. Right, I'll see you on Friday, Josh, shall I?
Yeah, see you on Friday. Look forward to it. Bye.
Bye.